should bring us in.
I don't want to do it. Yabba-dibba-dabba-dibba-da. Coming at you live. 69.9, the Riz.
Oh. Nice.
Got the button right. Yep, guys, I have been practicing. Let's for anyone go. Who gives a shit.
Very nice. Nice. Very nice.
We're pros at this now.
That makes one of us.
That gives a shit? All right.
That's been practicing.
Okay. Welcome back to Drop Dice, Amber's favorite D&D podcast. I mean, not actually, probably not.
I have recently started listening to Legends of Avantris Uprooted, oh and my God, I have it's so to good. Say, Bitsy's
great.
Is the
Bitsy
best.
Bitsy is what Amber aspires to be.
It really is.
Anyways, welcome back to Drop Dice. Welcome back
to where we aspire to raise the level to be the second best podcast. Amber's Q.
Amber's expectation.
I have more time listening to Drop Dice, but it's nice to not know how every episode ends.
That's very reasonable.
Fair. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Last we left off, the party got into a big old grappling tournament at the Briar Pits and had some pretty solid performances. Made a little bit of money. Boar met a woman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, snap.
Ratha, the bear chieftain. He laid some groundwork for potentially his finest female interaction of all time. Yeah. If there's ever been another.
They already had a fight.
He's
so
been around
like
the block.
That's true. They did already throw down.
Yeah. Call that foreplay in the north.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So she had said that she would hit him up later and send a runner to go get him sometime in the evening. They could meet up.
Mm-hmm. She's going to hit that?
Hit my line?
She's finna tap that.
With a fist. Something out. Who knows? Who knows? We'll see. But in the meanwhile, the party had gathered up and was looking to get some post-grappling points from the little communal hall in the center of town. And they were headed in together. So you guys are picking up, strutting down the street, and up ahead of you is the entrance to the communal hall. Within, there's like bar tops lining the sides. The shape of the communal hall is like a Y, but circular in the center. So you have a circle in the middle with like pronged entrances. And within the entryways and around the circle leading to the opposite entryways are essentially like the back ends of the bar. So there's like four different corners inside where you have like bartenders, there's like little kitchens and stuff like that, and then surrounding that are like bar top stools with the various different patrons. And in the center of the hall are like long tables where you have like groups of people. There's like servers that come out and are bringing people their stuff from behind these various different points.
Do we have to order at the bar or do they like do table service?
That's a great question for someone who works there, not God.
Do we see people ordering at the tables or do we see people like going up and ordering from the bar?
Let's make an investigation check. Okay?
Oh my God.
Let's get rolling these D20s. It's been too damn long.
It's going to be DC 10.
I can't just hand you that information. It's like a DC 3.
Don't roll a one.
That's an investigation, you said?
Yeah.
Boar's not wasting any time. He's just going up to the bar.
Reasonable.
Oh, okay.
Just approach.
We're going to make Emily work for it.
Emily's sitting here at the door. Like, this is the third time I've been in a bar. Am I legally old enough for this? I don't know.
She has to search through all her IDs for what age they are.
Have a roll of D20 to see how
it's rifling through like a freaking Rolodex.
Yes.
With a 13, you do notice that as Boar's breaking off to head towards the countertop, you going left or right?
Left.
Okay, left. Wow. Yeah. All right. That's a bold like a move. Bold move. Left.
Bold Boar over here.
Bold Boar.
Bold and
So yeah, as Boar's breaking off and the rest of you are kind of posting up, you do see that at the table there are like servers that are coming to the tables and they are taking some orders and whatnot. However, bar top service, there's a little signpost. Seat yourself.
Oh, okay. Is there a table big enough for all of us that's available, or do we have to like have Boar stare at people?
I'd say there's a table big enough for you guys. They're pretty large table spaces, and the hall is quite
big. Oh, so it's like
big.
A community table?
It is, yes. Okay. They're all like very long community tables towards the center. They're not like singular seated tables, so you can fit a lot of people. It's very like bench style.
Okay.
Fair enough. I'll approach the bartender.
Can I do for you?
Two ales, please.
All right. That'll be two silver.
Done.
Flip Perfect.
Silver.
So do you guys want to go to the bar, or should we just like grab a seat?
Kel just walks right up to the bar.
I'll just follow at this point. Okay.
There are some seats. I'd say there's seating for like three out of the four of you guys right up there right away. Otherwise, the next seat is like two people over for a fourth.
It's like popping, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty busy. It is about that time of day. It's hitting dinner time. You guys were out doing the grappling tournament for most of the afternoon. So it is getting a bit bustling up in here.
Should be bustling.
Bustling.
Boar, did you take a seat or did you just walk up?
I just walked up.
Okay, so there's three seats open.
Yeah.
Everyone's just going to slide in. And
I'm going to like wiggle my way to the front and like hop on the chair so that I'm like at eye level with the bartender. Because this is something Amber has learned. If you are short and you just stand at a bar, they don't always see you.
Well, Amelie's like, what, 5'8"?
She's hella tall.
5'5"?
Hell, really?
She's tall for me.
I thought you made her more like larger normal size.
Yeah, 5'5". It's like just below average. Yeah.
That is average. I made her whatever the average human woman height is, which is, I think, 5'5".
Are the beers cold, or are we going like normal medieval, I guess, where it's, they're just going to be like room temperature?
I'd say room temp.
Okay. Never mind then. If they were cold, I was gonna have him use like one as like an ice pack on his head, like drinking one. Being like,
you could ask for cold. They might serve other chilled stuff, but that might be a little bit more premium.
We'll just go with our room temperature beer.
What is the sweetest thing you have on menu?
We have mead. If you're looking for a drink that's sweet,
mead sounds great. Can I get a double of mead?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Did you want it chilled or?
I mean, if that's available, yeah, that sounds lovely. It's not hot, but like that sounds very refreshing.
Okay, not a problem. That'll be five silver.
Okay.
And then he comes back. You get your two brews, and he comes back with your drink. It is in like a little wooden equivalent of like a whiskey glass almost.
Nice.
And there's like a little ice chunk in there chilling.
Is it five silver?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. That's exactly how many I had.
What can I get for you, gentlemen?
Expensive drinks.
Can I have five of those? And I point at what Boar's holding.
Absolutely. And yourself, sir?
Just one of those.
All right, not a problem. So that's a silver a pop for like the standard beers.
Why are mine so expensive?
Because you're getting mead.
They're chilled.
You're getting chilled mead.
Fine, I will be bougie.
Exactly. You are.
Boar's gonna slam the two he had and order five more.
Perfect.
He not to be outdone.
Can't be one.
Just a silver a pop.
Okay. It's the dwarves that go swimming.
So basically, as you're going, like he comes back with Hell's beers, and you're just like
run it again.
He's like, all right, no problem. And he just turns around, heads right back, starts getting five more beers.
Hell yeah.
Kel, seeing that, starts furtively slipping away. Trying to smash as many as he can.
Yeah, is Kel much of like a drinker historically?
Not beer, though.
Okay. Yeah. More of like
more
liquor,
wine.
I'm assuming wine.
More
okay,
wine. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Very elven. Very pure. Very mindful.
Yeah.
Is this going to be like the Legolas and Gimli?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You're like going to be like, I feel a little
tingle.
And Boar's just like,
that's going to be the thing is like you can outdrink him in volume, but Kel can like out-sustain because 100%. He doesn't get drunk as quickly.
Yeah, totally.
Actually, what is Kel's constitution?
Not high.
Not high.
14.
Okay. I mean, that's
decent.
Oh,
my gosh. Amelie has a 15.
Amelie's been living on the road, you know.
She has eaten the mystery meat.
She's
more
got
times
the
than
iron gut.
What's that Will always says? Constitution's how big it is. Charisma's how you shake it. No, or something like that.
Makes sense. That makes sense.
Nice one.
Okay. He's shuttling you guys your beers. It's gotten even busier in here. A seat next to you guys has opened up, so there is like four spots available for all of you to sit at the bar top.
Nice.
Did you want to order food at all or anything like that? Or are you guys just enjoying sending some creamy points to Pound
Town? Do you guys have a menu? Do you have like a soup of the day? Like, what does this look like?
If you got pies, we'll take three.
Pies? Absolutely. We've got, did you want like a larger, like a pot pie, or did you want like ham pies?
Ham pie? Yeah.
Ham.
Oh,
ham
pie pies, yeah.
Okay, pie pies. All right.
Just three of those to split.
Perfect. I can do that as far as... I'm sorry, what was your question?
Do you have a menu?
A menu? Yeah, absolutely. And he'll pull out like a little like wooden square.
Oh, that's, I did not think they would have one. This is so nice.
Yeah, they have like a little wooden thing, and the menus are like engraved with like paint inside of it. So they're just like solid.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
I love this. What's the daily special?
What would you like the daily special to be?
I want God to tell me what it is.
Okay, the daily special is going to be a bratwurst, one of the few meat products they're offering, as well as a rhubarb pie slice on the side.
I will take the daily special.
Perfection.
And then, like, two more meads.
Okay.
Damn.
All right.
I gotta keep going with these guys.
Blowing we're all going the winning.
Right. Five silver a pop
we're
for the meads.
In.
And then we'll do, we'll say the daily special. We'll just do another like six silver for the special. The pot pies, we'll call that. They're for splitting. We'll say they're probably serving two people a pop. And you ordered how many?
About three.
Three? Okay. We'll call that 10 silver each.
Oof. All right.
Do they carry any like mutton legs or something of the sort?
No.
Okay.
Nah. Not the culture around here.
Gotcha.
Yeah, as far as like hearty meat products, they have like the brat special.
Mm.
And then
Is it a veggie brat?
No.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Does a pot pie come with meat in it? Like chicken or anything?
Oh, hell yeah.
Man,
yum.
So, yeah, now you have like the pot pie, the brat, and then we'll say there's like a roast option, but they mostly like import meats.
Mm. Okay, small size.
Which is why it's a little bit more expensive.
Sure. Have you guys had the pot pie crepe at Seven Swans? Because, oh my God.
Is this real life?
Yeah, Seven Swans. We went there this morning. There's a place called Seven Swans. It's downtown. It's actually really good.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
Like coffee joint.
It's filled with like pot pie filling, but it's a crepe.
Quite dang. Oh, quite
not.
Dang.
What are we doing for dinner?
That was bang. Crepes, I guess.
I'll go back.
Crepes, dude.
But yeah, anyways.
Okay.
Your food probably takes like 10 minutes to get there. You guys can have ordered as many beers as you would have liked to pay for in that time frame.
Six more.
How many beers has Kel had at this point?
Silver a pop.
I'm just going to wait until he's on like number three.
You guys are going to go fucking broke on beers.
Okay. I'm closing in on nine.
Okay.
Nine total.
Nine for the day.
Nine for the day. Ooh, I'm at a lot more.
Hey, Kel, can I ask you a question? I really don't want to offend you with it. I just want to...
What's up?
Did we miss like an important holiday for you? Like, I know it wasn't solstice, but, like, is it, like, Elven Lent or something?
No. I mean, my birthday was, like, a month ago.
He says as he's eating, like, a meat pie.
A month ago. Okay, cool. Because, like,
Elven Lent.
I just want to double check that, like, we didn't miss something. Like, we were supposed to get you a gift, but just, like, let us know. Because, like, it's not a, like, obviously, like, it's your culture. It's not ours. But, like, we just want to make sure we're not missing anything.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Chilling.
So do you just like change by vibe then? Like,
I mean,
are you happy or are you upset?
No, I'm happy. Yeah, I'm sitting with coin in my pocket. Nah, I don't know.
Okay.
Are you talking about the hair?
No, it's just you met us and then all your leaves fell off, and I want to make sure that like you're okay.
Oh, I'm doing great.
Okay.
Bor, who is definitely wasted at this point because he had 14 beers.
Fuck. Kel starts pounding number 10.
It's gonna like wrap his arms around Kel and be like, he's doing great.
I love this guy. It's fine. I just want to make sure that like we didn't miss something important because like all his leaves fell off. And like, what if that's a bad sign? What if he's sick? Are you sick?
Hey.
She's like putting her hand on your forehead.
Has Kel clocked that his tattoo's changed yet?
No.
Like, he hasn't like seen any reflections or anything.
Yeah, I was asking last session if I'd seen any mirrors or any like glass windows or anything that I would have seen caught a like reflection in.
Okay.
So he's just kind of like looking around quizzically like, fucking leaves? What do you mean?
Can I have you make an...
Is insight?
Insight, Jack, would probably work best.
Am I hammered by this point? Nine beers in?
You can make a constitution roll first.
Okay.
See where you fall.
I feel like I'd be making this a disadvantage. That's going to be a 13 con check.
13? We'll say you're doing okay.
All right.
You're doing decent. You've got some food in you, so it's helping slow down a little bit.
So level insight?
Yeah.
Okay. 15.
Okay. So as she is talking about this and you're like having that little bit like, what? Like, what's the deal? You clock that your tattoos have leaves on them and you can go where you want with that.
Okay. So you just kind of like start scratching his temples absentmindedly, like, and then like purposefully gets up, like starts looking for a mirror or like a window.
Okay. I'll say there's no windows and mirrors, but you do notice that there is like a there is a metal serving tray, which does stand out because there's very, very little metal stuff here, but the serving tray is like a big just like steel-ish kind of like reflective metallic surface, and wow, it's sitting at like the end of the bar top.
Okay. Yeah, he like walks over, like picks up all the mugs off of it and like holds it up to his face.
Okay.
Is it like one of those like mirror?
It looks a little bit warped because it's like not meant to be like a clean reflection. So yeah, it's a little bit like your nose is kind of fucky, but
is it filled with all the empties from him and Bork?
He took them all off. But yeah, you do look at it, and after kind of like a little bit of adjusting and shuffling, you can like see clearly like the tattoos on your face and whatnot and head.
Okay.
And they are missing the leaves.
I guess for anybody who wants to make an insight check, Kel's mood kind of changes.
Yes, please. Boy's going to be too drunk to know.
Yeah, he like walked over and you're just like,
Amel is also getting kind of turned. That's only an 8.
So Kel's just drunk.
Yeah.
Kel's hammered. I like put the tray down, come back over and start sipping at my beers again. Or actually, I come over and start pounding.
Gotcha.
Just
slam it.
I will say,
Bor's going to hype him up.
Emily, since you had already been concerned about it, I'm going to give you advantage for your insight check, especially as he comes back over and starts like slamming again.
Oh, that's way better. That's a 16.
Okay, so initially as he's like looking, you don't really see a super visible shift, but then as he's back and like starts putting beers back, you do notice that
he
now
did drink 9 beers in like the 15 minutes it took to get our pies. So
exactly, but now as he's slamming them back, there's more of
he's
like
doing it with
a dour and like serious demeanor. Like he's thinking. He seems more like stressed, and the beers are going back as like put it back in the bag kind of thing.
Yep.
Hey, buddy, you good?
Yep.
You don't sound good.
What do you mean?
Well, you were like kind of happy drinking like 47 seconds ago, and now you seem like you're
still
drinking
happy
for a purpose. That's not happiness.
I don't know what you mean. Hey, can I get another 5?
Emily's also like 4 meads deep at this point, so she's gonna kind of like hug Kel from like awkwardly on the bar stool next to him.
Okay, the bartender does like hear you. He's like 7 people over, but he gives you like the nod, like he'll get there in a sec.
Thanks.
And yeah, Emily is doing her
like awkward
best
hug. Like
drunk girl mom energy little hug.
Don't call your ex. I know you think you want to, but don't. Call your congressman instead.
I got to give him a piece of my mind.
Perfect. What is Boar and Mr. Blood getting up to right now while this is going on?
Boar is arms folded, head on the table, right?
After 14?
Well, he's dehydrated, man.
20 minutes.
Oh, he's dehydrated.
Kel looks over and sees that. Well, actually, sorry. You go. Get in here.
Lucy is doing his very, like, Lucy thing of just brooding and just kind of, like, watching everything going on with his hood up. And, like, drinks mostly gone, but just enjoying and taking in the
You're
sight.
Still on your first one, aren't you?
Yeah.
He's just savoring it. He's nursing it. Do you have your hood up? Or
yes.
Okay. All right.
Bartender. What is your reddest wine?
Reddest wine. I mean, we have like a really nice Merlot, if you would like that.
Yes. In like your fanciest cup.
Okay.
Yes.
So you want some like top shelf wine?
I didn't think wine came on shelves, but yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah,
the reddest in the nicest cup.
There's like a really small little local vineyard that Ms. Hazel works on regularly, and she nurses it with great care, but there's only amazing. So much that's
I
done every season.
I need to hug her, but yes, I need a glass of that. And again, your prettiest cup.
Okay. All right.
Is it? Wait. Is it clear?
No.
Do you have
you need it to be.
Your prettiest clear cup.
He like actually he's just like okay, I'll see what I can do.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And I'm going to give him like 2 silver as a tip for helping me on my random side quest. Amelie is turned. She is white girl wasted right now.
In the background, yeah. Kel's just shoveling pot pie into Boar's mouth. Like, yeah. You gotta get up, buddy.
Yeah. You gotta like, date like, in an hour.
Like, kind of like sprinkling water in his face and just shoveling pot pie.
Okay, so he like,
or if you have like a metal chalice, yes,
Pewter chalice,
pewter.
I think I have an idea.
Okay.
What I can do here.
I have a vision.
I'll be back.
And I need you to help me with this.
Okay, I'll just need a minute. I got to run it back.
Okay, would you take your time? You're doing amazing. And never let anyone never let anyone dull your sparkle, okay? Like, you're doing great, and I love you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you too.
Kel's just watching this whole thing, just...
Fucking
as soon as he leaves, I go back to hugging Kel, like, awkwardly again.
He's going to turn around and head into the back. What was Lucy doing?
Hood up, finishing the last of his drink, and just like brooding and sitting like this very observant.
Okay.
And watching everything go down.
Okay. Are you looking for anything in particular, or just like chilling and watching?
Chilling and watching.
Okay. Chilling,
giggling, to myself, basically, and entertained.
Very nice.
Entertaining myself.
People watching.
Yeah.
Okay. So he disappears into the back. A few minutes go by. He comes back out, and he has. It's not a glass cup. It's a little, like, glass, like, beaker, almost, that would be
that
used for heating something.
It's not what Emily wanted.
It's not super fancy, but it is, like, drinking-shaped, almost like a wine glass.
It's like one of the beaker wine glasses.
Sure.
Where she literally, like, is, like, a lab beaker on, like, a wine glass base.
On a stem. We'll say that it is a like little beaker glass that has been put on like a dowel. And the dowel's been put onto like a wood disc.
What's the bartender's name? Did we ask?
No.
Mm-mm.
And I didn't make one either.
It's Marv.
It's Varm. Varm the bartender. Hell yeah.
Vram,
yeah.
Vram.
I like Varm better.
Yeah,
Varm's sick.
Varm's cool.
Okay, yeah, Varm.
I like it.
This isn't quite what I needed, but I'm gonna make it work. But like, you tried really hard.
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
He disappears back and back.
Okay.
Comes out a minute later. There's like gold lace wrapped around the stem coming up to the glass.
Varm, this is perfect. You understand my vision.
And there's like a little ribbon at the top of the stem underneath the glass.
Varm, this is everything I ever needed. Thank you so much.
Okay, happy to help. That'll be a gold.
Okay, say less. Yeah, that makes sense. And can I get 2 more of these meads, actually, while you're here?
Yeah, no problem. So he'll just hand it off to you. He's going to disappear again to go get more meat.
I put it directly in front of Lucy.
Boom. Yep, Lucy, you're sitting there observing, watching this happen, and Amelie's just like...
The biggest smile, just like...
Real excitedly, just giving me the like...
I grab my beer, just down the rest of that, put it back up in front of the bartender, and then slide the cup, the fancy cup over... And then just stare at her.
I want to do like the slick thing where you like slide a plate down the bar.
Oh yeah,
full of pot pie with a fork in it.
Oh nice.
Okay, let's go ahead and get a dexterity check.
If you break this fancy cup, that's what I'm going for. Emily will actually cry.
That's not what I'm going. That's not what Kel's going for. But that's what Tom's going for. Oh, that's fucking great.
Great.
So 16.
Okay. So were you aiming for the glass just sending it over to him?
Yeah, just sliding it over.
Okay. So you slide it down real schmoove, like you've done this before. As you're sitting there looking at him and he's taking his sip, the bowl slides right up in front of him and comes to a stop.
Yes! I'm trying to like double high five Cal for doing this.
Over the top of boar.
What is there? Because I assumed Amelie, it was like Kel, it was boar, Kel, Amelie, Lucy. Is that not the case?
I think since you're standing next to him, it's probably Kel, boar, Amelie, Lucy at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Kel, no, because how did Amelie hug? I guess she would have had to get up and like hug you then.
Yeah.
Get up around.
Amelie had intended to sit next to Kel for these questions, but I guess we're just talking over boar. That's fine.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, like seating wise, sure. I'm just saying at the moment, like with you standing right next to Lucy.
Oh,
we'd be standing / sitting in that, right?
Sure.
Boar. I just like the idea of high-fiving over the top.
Yeah, that works.
And like, that's going to kind of like rouse Boar a little bit, and he's going to go stumble to the bathroom and be in there for as long as it takes to piss out 14 ales. And he's going to come out of the bathroom walking way more upright. And
Oh, yeah. Bro's recovering.
Yeah.
Kel's going to have, in the meantime, taken like a slate, count up your mugs, put it on one side, and then count up my mugs and put it on the other side.
He's got like little chalk.
Yeah, yeah.
Lucy, you're drinking the wine. What do you think?
Switch it around a little bit.
Do you listen to it?
Yeah. I am that sophisticated, so I'll listen to it, swish it. I probably don't hear anything because it's very loud in there.
It's quite loud.
Take a sip, swish it around, swallow it. I think it's good. I don't know.
Yes. Emily's so excited.
Lucy is not a wine sommelier. Yeah. He's just like a casual wine drinker. Yeah. He's aesthetic. Like, yeah, man, Barefoot's great.
Hey, man, unironically, tasty.
Oh, yep.
Not great, but tasty.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So, Boar arrives back.
Yeah.
Nice and refreshed.
Yeah.
Bartender, you notice, is definitely hovering around you guys pretty frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have been cruising along.
Mm-hmm.
Good service. Amelie tipped already.
Was just for him doing the cup thing. Like, he's still getting a tip.
Yeah, exactly. You tipped for that, so he's just like hanging out, assuming that there will probably be a nice tip coming later on when y'all are even more blasted than you already are.
It's hard to get.
And food has been eaten. You guys are feeling pretty good. Boar and Kel, I'm going to need two constitution checks to see how you guys are hanging in there.
One each? Two each.
One each. I'm going to do disadvantage for them. Y'all been absolutely housing.
Oh, that's dog shit. I got a 7.
Okay.
1 second. I got a 14.
Oh.
I rolled the same number twice.
Okay. So after your bathroom break and your brief, like, 3-minute power nap, you're feeling refreshed.
Pretty great.
Cal, you've been putting them back, and you're feeling quite hazy. You're really just, like, feeling it coming on.
A little more than a tingle this time.
Amelie, you've been putting back those...
those double meads.
Yeah, those double meads. Let's get a con check from you.
I've had, like, 6 double meads.
Just been slamming your little shots.
That's a crit fail.
Oh, perfection.
Oh, no.
Amelie is blasted at this point.
Oh, yeah.
She is absolutely hammered.
She is dancing to, like, Cascadia. It's not playing. She's just dancing to it.
Okay, perfect. She's sitting there in her stool, like, kind of wobbling, just, like, arms in the air, doing her whole jig.
Every time.
She's vibing. Yeah, it turns out Amelie does not drink much as she spends all her time on the road.
No.
Doesn't spend a lot of time in bars or anything like that.
So to make sure I have the order correct now, it is Kel, Boar, Amelie, Lucy.
Yes.
Okay. So she's going to lean to Boar because she had her heart-to-heart with Cal. He's aggressively drinking now. She'll deal with that later.
Oh, number 18.
Boar. Boar.
Yeah, what's up?
Boar. Hi.
Hi. How you doing? Hi. How's it going?
Okay. So we're like besties now, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. So, like, what's going on? Like, why are you here? Like, not, like, we're happy you're here, but, like, why are you here?
Oh, you know, I just like traveling, you know?
Do you? I feel like...
But I see the Empire.
I haven't met a lot of North people, so, like, maybe you guys do travel. Maybe, do you just travel in the North?
Yeah, we do a lot of traveling in the North.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why are you South, then, if no one else comes South?
Well, you know,
or
I mean...
Or are you just, like, traveling more than they do?
You know, I like traveling more than they do, I guess, you know?
Or I am assuming that this is not, in fact, the reason you are traveling?
This is not, in fact, the reason I'm traveling.
Let's get a deception check.
Yeah.
Emily, I'm going to ask for an insight check at disadvantage.
I was going to assume. She's drunk, but she's white girl drunk. That is a 16.
Oh, wow.
17.
Ooh.
Deception.
All right.
You're not quite picking up anything out of the normal, you know? He's just, he's a traveling man. He's a wandering man.
You know? I mean, you got a leopard. Wandering? It makes sense. You got a leopard. And, like, leopards, those are not, like, they don't have, like, a range like wolves do. Like, they're just all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of them from where I come from. But
yeah?
Yeah. It's like the animal.
It's funny that you were in the North and you didn't have a leopard, and then you came south where there aren't leopards, and now you have a leopard. Like, that's funny, right?
Dude, isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. Lucy, that's funny,
it's crazy,
right?
How that worked out.
Everyone is just placating Emily's drunk and rambling.
Have you ever heard of Rumspringa?
That's a type of cabbage, isn't it?
It's a custom in the North where sometimes, you know, we leave the North for a period of time and then we can decide to go back.
Do you get kicked out or like...
No, you just...
Do you have to leave?
No.
Is this like a you can't come back until you've solved the riddles 3?
No, it's just like, hey, you know, go see the world if you want. And then, you know, you can come back if you want, if you don't, you know.
Okay.
So that's, you know, I'm on a little Rumspringa.
Do you want to go back?
I don't know.
Like ever, I mean, not
I'm
like,
a
like
lot of
ever,
fun right
but like now, like are you, do you
no,
feel
like
you're being held back and like?
No, like right now, I'm having a great time.
Okay.
Got a lot of new friends. It's been pretty cool.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
We're besties. She like hugs him.
Yeah. gonna pat her head and like give her a little hug back.
Very wholesome.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
Very nice.
Okay. So as you guys are having this conversation, you do notice that a little bit of like a band has started playing in the hall. It's getting a little more jovial, a little more raucous. People are starting to kind of like sing along to like a song that you guys don't recognize.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like some fun, homey, like shyer ass shit.
Guys. We gotta go dance. Like, they're all dancing. Like, we can't not. They're gonna think we're the weird new people. Like, we gotta go.
Lead the way.
Okay, guys, let's go. Emily is just like full white girl dancing the whole way. Just like,
she's headed in. Is anyone actually following?
No.
Nope.
Emily, let's get a perception check at disadvantage.
I'm picturing that scene in Lord of the Rings where like Eowyn like pushes Merry and she's like, oh, go. And he just like runs off.
Yeah.
And it's like, no more.
Perception,
coming.
You said?
Yep.
That is a 7.
Okay. Yep. You're not picking up that you are currently the only person headed to the dance floor.
Can I, by dance floor,
I mean like a larger
central
space.
Get there, be dancing for like 5 minutes, and then like try to look for one of my friends to be like, this is great, and then they're not there.
Sure. You are in a crowd, a like relatively small-ish group, but as you are kind of headed in, you do kind of draw a couple extra people in with your jovial mirth.
I like to think that Amelie like dances like pretty like carefree for maybe like 10 minutes and then clocks that none of her friends are with her and immediately freaks out.
A little bit of separation anxiety. Okay, got it. So yeah, after like 10 minutes or so,
she's like, she's not, I'm imagining like the druids are probably like usually pretty tall people. So she's just like alone at like average height in like a room of dancing tall people. And she's just like,
I would say they're not all tall, but there are like a reasonable amount of like relatively tall people.
Can she still see them at the bar?
What's up?
Can she still see them at the bar?
Yeah, if you like peep around a couple people, you can see them at the bar.
Okay.
They're not like completely out of sight. You're not like surrounded by a giant.
That's what I wanted to double check, be like, how separate is this before Emily starts like actually freaking out?
Oh no, you're good. In the meanwhile, you do see as well that there is a gentleman that comes and sits down like a couple seats down from you that you do recognize to be that Dragonborn guy again. He's back hanging out, sits down, waves down the bartender, orders himself a beer as well. Is there anything that you guys wanted to do while you're here? Is there anything in particular you guys are looking for or have questions on? Anyone you're looking to meet with? Boar, you're still waiting for your Urotha to send a runner to let you know when she's free.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of what he's focused on.
What did the elders tell us about the Dragonborn? He was looking for aid on something, but it's not ringing a bell.
So they told you guys when you met that he was actually from like the Ravos area, and he had been talking for a little while about wanting to potentially make the trek back. And had referred you guys to him if you wanted a little more information on, like, how to get out there. Because it is quite far east and across the mountains. And he could potentially serve as a guide or at least, like, a source of information on how you would want to travel. Right.
Word. Okay. Luke was on.
He's at the bar, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a couple of people down from you.
I'm sorry, we got that information from him directly, or what, did we talk to somebody else?
You spoke to the Council of the Village Elders.
Okay, so we haven't talked
to
him yet.
They had reference, correct.
Okay. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to flag the bartender over, and then remove my hood at this point.
Okay.
So it's not really creepy.
He screams. I'm kidding.
remove my hood, talk to the bartender, and then tell the bartender that whatever the Dragonborn is drinking, that the next one that's ordered is on me.
Okay.
And to send that over to the Dragonborn.
Okay, that'll be one silver.
One silver.
One silver. Just having some standard brewskis like the buys.
And then I'm going to raise my wine glass up to him, the Dragonborn, whenever they get that that drink.
Okay. So as you pay him, he heads him back, comes back out a couple seconds later with a new point and sets it down in front of him. And you see that he kind of like gestures over to you. And the Dragonborn is kind of sitting there like holding his, and he just kind of looks up and he just kind of a little bit of a
little toast.
Toasties to you.
Toasties.
As a thank you. And starts sipping again and finishing off the drink he already had.
Cool. I'm going to wait a little bit, just a few seconds, not too long. And then I'm going to take my drink over. And then I'll just go over there on my own. And then start some conversation with them.
Okay.
Hello, my friend. Pleased to make your acquaintance. I'm Lucien Sanquivorn, new traveler here in the area. And the elders have shared that you have been here thinking about traveling east.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you very much for the beer. I appreciate it. Saved me a little bit of coin from the purse.
Why, of course, my friend. My fellow group here, gesture to Kel and Boar sitting in the bar. Emily is on the dance floor, so she can do her own thing.
She's just girl boss.
Not gesturing that way quite yet. we're thinking about heading east ourselves and traveling, to the eastern parts of this country here. Just wondering if you might have some tips and some advice on how to make our way over.
Yeah, that's not a problem. You guys looking to head to the mountains or past?
I think that for me, I'm thinking past, but haven't yet gotten the lowdown from the crew. So I'm gonna.
I'll come like after like hearing the conversation, I'll come kind of approach and. I think we haven't really discussed exactly how far we're going, but we might go as far as past the mountains.
Okay.
Yep.
But yeah, what do you charge for guiding?
Nah, I mean, I'm not a professional guide by any means. It's not something I do job-wise, but I'm from that area out in Ravo, and I mean, I've been thinking about headed home, so yeah, I mean, when were you guys planning on leaving?
We're just settling down over here, getting some supplies, having a good time, resting a little bit, and then we'll head over. No real timeline, but sooner is probably better.
Okay. I mean,
I agree.
Yeah, I guess no better time than the present. If you guys are looking for a traveling companion, and I could probably serve as a guide. Give me a couple days to settle affairs here and pack up my stuff, and I'd be down to head out with you. As far as heading out east, it's a little precarious as you're heading through the bogs and whatnot. But once you hit the mountains, there's a pass that I took a couple years ago to get here that heads through like an old crypt network.
Mm-hmm.
Looks pretty suspicious, but last I was down there, completely empty. It was a relatively safe way to pass through the mountain pass.
Mm-hmm.
Get out towards Ravo, walk the rest of the way pretty carefree. Mm. You might run into a little bit of issues now with the war going on. The Burakians might be watching the mountain passes and whatnot, but nothing you guys probably can't handle.
Okay. Did you say you're from Ravo, or you just spend time there?
Yeah, correct.
Interesting. A lot of where's gonna like a lot of fellas that look like you come from Ravo?
Not particularly. Mm. There's not a lot of us left nowadays.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
As he says that, he kind of like takes a swig.
Sure.
What do you prefer to go by, my friend? What do they call you around these parts?
You can call me Lou. Name's Luke Wazan.
Lou.
It was nice to meet you, Lou.
Yeah, you as well.
Is Cal in hearing distance of this?
I would think that when you guys started talking to him, he kind of sidled up and had like one ear in the conversation, but he's not really contributing anything.
I mean, you guys hanging out.
You guys are crushing it. So formally, he's not gonna inject.
Formally turn to Cal and just say, "Hey, Cal, this is Lou. He's gonna he's heading towards east where we're headed, and he said he's willing to accompany us for the trip since he's been through that area."
Awesome. Cal, seeing double at this point, holds his hand out to empty air.
Lou has like a little bit of a smile and he's like, "Hey, good to meet you." You do notice as you guys are talking to him and are more closely observing him that he has like a lot of scars.
Okay.
And his scales have a little bit of like a lack of sheen, almost like they'd been seared.
Okay.
And like kind of scarred on the surface level.
Okay.
In like a couple places. There's like some weird kind of like patches. Like it almost looks like a dragonborn version of what's the skin condition where you have like the discolored pigmentation?
Like eczema? Vitiligo.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like as extreme as like a lack of pigmentation, but there is, when you look closely, a distinct sheen difference between some of his scales and other patches of areas where they look very like dull and like matted down.
Yeah.
So does it look like it's come from battles and some fights in this history, or a condition that was he was born with?
I'd have you make either a arcana, history, or medicine check.
Okay.
Of your preference. If anyone else would like to do this, they are welcome to.
Yeah, sure.
Kel's due drunk for that.
You said arcana, history, or medicine?
Correct.
I got a...
Amelie's just out there doing the... Come on, baby, turn the lights out. Just vibing on the dance floor.
Hasn't clocked that she's alone and none of her friends are here yet. It's going to happen, though.
12 in arcana.
Okay. And 4?
7 in medicine, so...
Okay.
That's close.
So, Bor, you don't notice anything particular? Yeah. Like, you notice I'm like, that? you got no idea.
Yeah, I'm like, I've got things and stuff.
Lucy, you have a little bit of an idea that it looks like the skin underneath is a little scarred as well and reminds you of burn injuries.
Hmm.
So it seems like he at some point had suffered some pretty severe burns, which is very odd because you do recall that like dragonborns are supposed to have like durable properties to certain things. Red ones in particular to like fire.
And he has a red one.
Yes.
And Lucy had like, he had already known what a dragonborn was. I think it was the only one.
I believe so, yes.
Because I know, like, Boar did not know. He didn't know.
Amelie didn't know. Yeah. I think Kel maybe have.
Okay.
And then I believe Lucy did as well.
Sure. So that would make sense.
Or at least had, like, some passing knowledge of them.
Have an inkling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. So you guys are chilling. He's going back to his beers. Boar.
Yes.
You notice that coming from further across the hall, there's a relatively large figure coming through the door.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a leopard?
It is Urotha. She has arrived.
She came herself. She didn't even send her money. I mean, Emily's too. Just
heart's beating.
She shows up. You do see that there are like three people with her, other ladies.
Okay.
She's here with the squad. The pack is rolling up.
Oh, damn. The whole squad?
Yeah, they're all walking in. They're headed up to the bar on the, like, adjacent to you guys on the opposite side of the room and ordering a couple drinks and whatnot.
Okay. I'll go approach her. Okay. approach her. Hey, champ. What's going on?
How do you like get her attention? Is it just that because she's like facing the bar?
She's facing. Okay, so she wouldn't see me coming.
She wouldn't see you coming. You just walk up behind. Hey, champ.
Hey, champ. you know what? I'll just brash northern. I'm just gonna put a like just hand on the shoulder, like, and then
okay.
Call her champ.
One second. We're gonna see how that goes over.
Yeah. Because you know, I'm certainly not sober still. I'm still kind of drunk.
Okay. Yeah. So you do like the hand on the shoulder, and you see for a brief second, she turns like tenses up and turns like real quick and like real serious look on the face. and then softens.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, hey. I was going to send someone over shortly to see what you guys had gotten up to.
Yeah. Oh, you're looking at it.
Been here long? As she, like, smells some beer and whatnot. Probably a little bit in the beard at this point. You're just fucking like, hey.
Kel from, like, 20 feet away is like, nope.
Oh, you should have done a shot of, like, Rumplemans first. Yeah.
Amelie, you have noticed that this is happening because he had to cross through the center of the room to get towards the bar, which
I'm
going to
immediately run to
were.
The bartender. Actually, I'm going to run to Kel first.
Okay.
Kel, did he just have any, like, Rumplemans or anything?
Nope.
Shoot, what's his name? Farm. Do you have any like minty?
Minty.
What's the mintiest thing you got?
Yeah, we could do like a G&T with mint.
Yes, the mintier the better. I need you like immediately to go give some to my friend Boar, okay? Like right now, like life or death. But you gotta be cool about it.
Oh. Okay.
Cool. And then maybe one for the lady he's with too. Actually, make it two.
Okay, that'll be three silver.
Okay. I'm like throwing money on the table as discreetly as I can.
Okay, great. He's just gonna like flag someone over real quick, and like a woman's gonna come over, one of like the waitresses, and she's gonna grab the drinks and start shuttling them over to you guys. And as she's paying up, you having this conversation, waitress comes walking up next to you guys. Excuse me, drinks for the gentleman and the lady.
Oh, wonderful. I'll grab one.
Courtesy of the miss across the way, and she gestures over to Amelie, who's probably sitting there just like...
I mean, I don't know if Amelie's like waving aggressively or like, don't look at me. I think she would be waving aggressively. I think doing the don't look at me is too suspicious, and she's just like...
Reasonable. Very fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Urotha is going to grab the drink and like wave back at you with a little smile.
Yeah.
I think it worked, guys.
I'll offer up a little cheers to to your author.
Perfect. Perfect. Mm-hmm.
Take a shot.
Okay. She's going to turn to her friends. I'm going to take a couple minutes. I'll catch you guys in a little while. And they're just like, okay, yeah, sure. And she'll turn back to you. You want to go grab a seat or something?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, awesome. And she'll walk over to like an open slot at a table.
Sure.
It's one of the ends of the table instead of like right in the middle.
Yeah.
Just sit down. Mm-hmm. Have you eaten anything?
No, not really.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Yeah, I'll order some.
Kel looks forlornly at half a meat pie.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
the whole, multiple pies that were there.
I could eat more.
You never turned it down.
It was just, a light snack.
A light snack. Okay. I'll flag one of the waiters over. Mm. And she just kind of, waves over to one of the people. It's the same lady that happened to run over. She's going to come back.
Sure.
She's like, hey, Rotha, what can I get for you? Do you have a preference for anything?
Something with meat.
With meat? Okay. Yeah. As she turns back, two meat pies, please. Two more meat pies coming out.
The ones that serve two people.
Yep.
Nice. Poor thought he was maybe going to get the special item, the hidden item.
Uratha is for sure having one of those to herself.
Yeah, yeah.
And is getting one for you.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay, bet. Did you want anything else to drink right away?
You know what? I think I'm going to pace myself.
Okay. That's fair. Respectable. Yeah, respectable. Yeah. I'll have three beers, please.
Boar's going to be like, is it like under his breath? You just be like, oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
So, yeah, the waitress disappears. She goes to do the whole thing. What are the rest of you guys getting up to while you're watching?
Kel's just elbowing Lucien going,
I'm watching. Nice. I'm watching intently.
I like to imagine we've given all pretense of not watching. We have turned around in our bar stools.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Uh huh.
Yep. No social awareness. Just.
I want to say, when they went over to sit down, Uratha probably took the first seat, which is facing the direction you guys are. Your back is to them, and you're just like, yeah. Yeah, and Uratha's just sitting here just fucking clocks peripherally that you guys are sitting at the bar, and you're just like.
I think by the third time she makes eye contact with Amelie will blush, and then.
Reasonable.
Kel does none of that.
Kel's just blasting. He's just like.
So. Do I have this clear that they have two meat pies and then three beers for Uratha and no beers in front of Boar?
Correct.
I am going ahead and placing three beer orders for Boar with the waitress. Yo.
So as she's coming out, she sets down the meat pies, the beers for Uratha, and is on her way back, and you grab her, put your order in.
She's like, yep. Okay. That's a buddy of mine. He needs some beers, too.
All right, I'll get right on it. So three silver, she heads him back.
Yeah.
Boar, you're sat down. She gets her three beers. Yeah. She starts drinking one.
Yeah.
Big gulp energy. Start cutting into your meat pies, and boom, suddenly right from your shoulder, three beers set down right in front of you. She's going to be courtesy of the gentleman over there.
Raising my fancy glass of wine that's mostly gone now.
He's still been nursing it.
What's the name of the place where it ends? The Peach something?
Peach Grove.
Peach Grove, yeah.
Peach Grove? Yeah, boys be like, well, when in Peach Grove?
When in Peach Grove? You're out there just cheers.
A single tear rolls down Kel's cheek.
Kel, stop staring at a date. It's rude.
It's okay. You guys do notice, as you are watching, you do clock that on the opposite side,
her three friends are
also watching pretty intently. So, Boar, you pick this up as you're, having your beers. You, look up, and you're just like,
nope.
Yeah. Dead eye contact with these three women who are just, staring.
Yeah. And I'm guessing they're not, as cheery as these three.
They don't look like they're in bad moods by any mean, but they're definitely not, fucking wasted and shit. They just got there. They're, having some drinks, having, social conversation, and, frequently, sure. Looking to, check in.
Do we clock that her friends are also watching this?
I don't know if I'd say we as in including you, but I would say these two do.
Okay.
You can make a roll at disadvantage. Emily is chased and trying not to look over there, so I'm going to assume you are not clocking.
Light work, 14.
Okay, so you, as Emily, is just like, hey, like, stop staring. You see that they keep looking at them as well.
Are they drinking or doing anything?
They're just having some, like, casual drinks, like, a little bit of dispersed. Like, one has a beer, one has, like, the mead, and another one is just, like, nursing a little bit of water right now. Hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and just, like, make eye contact and raise my glass to them, a little toast, and go back to watching the main event.
The one drinking the water toasts Hell back yeah. with Ooh. The water, like, boys. A little bit of a shrug, like, hey, like, I guess.
Drinking water in
when
Peach
in
Grove.
Peach Grove.
When in Peach water. Grove. Do as the Peach Grovians do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I'm kind of going to just, like, hand wave a little bit. Yeah, let's do a charisma check from you.
That's what I figured, yeah.
We'll give it advantage.
Nice.
You've been leaving a good impression. Your friends are kind of, like, your friends are doing that thing where they're, like, awkwardly wholesome.
Yeah.
Which is leaving a good impression for her.
Right.
Your She's like, oh,
he's got good
so
friends.
Good.
Right. You know, like, his friends are, like, nice people and blah, blah, blah.
Your breath smells so fresh, though.
Yeah, minty fresh.
Smart.
Mm-hmm. You said with advantage, yes?
Yeah.
That would be an 18.
Okay. All right. I'm going to say your guys' little dinner powwow is going swimmingly. Is there anything in particular that you would be talking about?
I mean, you know, the typical date stuff, right?
Just
like
day-to-day.
Asking her, is she from here? Like, how was growing up? Mm-hmm. Like, how did she become
being a chief? Like, what's the bear chief thing all about?
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Gotcha. Some information that you pick up from all of this. She is from here. Mm-hmm. Her parents were not.
Okay.
Nothing super crazy otherwise from her. Her three friends, you get a little bit of backstory from them. They are also from here. They all grew up together.
Okay.
She became the chieftain, and that's kind of like her little squad. Like, they are kind of like her go-to folks when she needs things done.
Sure.
I'll give it like a good hour and a half passes. Like, your guys' thing is going super well. You're having a good time. Everyone else, you guys notice that as well, and they're doing their own thing. What do you guys get up to?
So Kel's going to spend 5 points of lay on hands to sober up.
Okay.
Nice.
And then kind of surreptitiously, like, kind of flag the bartender. Like, not sneaky, but, like, not trying
to kind of casually, like, hey. Okay. Emily, have you still been drinking?
She drank 2 cups of water and then another cup of meat.
Okay. So you, we'll say, you still have a pretty hefty buzz going. Like, you're not as schwasty as you were, but you're maintaining.
Hmm.
You're keeping it steady.
Who did she interrogate next? Lucy. What's up with you? How you been, buddy?
Before we get into this, Kel, let's get back to you real quick.
I just want to, like, real sneakily kind of, like, not sneaky, but, like, casually ask the bartender and, like, ask away from my friends, like, hey, does Peach Grove have a tattoo artist in town?
Okay, so as she is turning and being like, so Lucy, you kind of like step to the side, grab one of them, ask, we do. There's like one individual, his name's Creel, has like a little shop, I guess you would call it. He kind of works out of his house a little further on like the northwestern side of town.
Okay, could you describe the house real quick?
So
just looking to get some work done before we peace out. You know, in the next couple of days.
It kind of, like, freezes up for a sec. It's kind of hard to describe. All the houses kind of look the same here, huh?
Oh, fair. Yeah.
He has a sign outside that says parlor shop. It looks like the rest of the house is in that area, but I guess I would just say look for the sign.
Okay. You know, that's a good indicator. Thanks.
Okay, yeah.
Can I get another 6?
Absolutely. Beers? Same?
Let me get a couple of those wines that my buddy had. Those look really good.
Okay. Those are kind of premium top shelf. Just want to warn you in advance.
Okay.
Gold apiece.
Can I get your most one silver red wines possible, please?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So she'll go get you your one silver wines.
Six of them hoes.
Hell yeah.
All right. And we'll bounce back over to Amelie.
So how you doing? You doing okay?
This wine is great.
Oh, that's good.
Any it has game? Been an hour and a half.
It's two drinks in.
Well, hold on. Never mind. I won't say it's been an hour and a half. It's definitely been like 15, 20 minutes. Because okay. We'll say all this is going on while he's doing his little date night thing.
I will say, like, I'm basically done with that glass, though. And I'm waiting for the bartender to come around to get another glass refill.
Okay.
So, yeah, that wine was great. I'm grateful for that delicious recommendation from you.
Yay.
Okay.
But I'm good.
You're good?
I'm fantastic.
Okay. You don't have anything fun. You want to talk about or anything that's bothering you or any like anything we should do to make you a better Lucy?
I'm not a big dancer, no.
Well, I wasn't specifically talking about dancing, but like you guys did kind of leave me high and dry there, and I'm kind of mad at you all because you said you were going to come dancing. You didn't come dancing. Like, what kind of friends do that?
Oh, I think Boar said that. Boar under the bus. He's not here. Throwing Boar under the bus. I won't
interrupt his date about it because then she might get mad at him too. But like, yeah, we're going to talk about this later for sure.
Okay. I'll be sure to remember and remind you about it, knowing full well I am not going to.
Okay. But you're good? Life's good.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to getting to the east and away from this scary territory here in the west.
It's scary here?
It is very scary here.
Is it less scary elsewhere?
As a magic user.
Oh.
Yeah. It's very scary.
So scary.
You scared the camera. Oh, no. God, technical difficulties.
I unplugged my shit now, too.
I'm so startled.
Is the camera
so
and everything
scared?
No, it's just my headset.
Oh.
Are we sure?
Yeah, it's just it's just an aux cord.
We good?
Now that God's not listening.
Yeah, wild gods.
whisper, gossip. No, as a magic user, this is not a safe spot for me, and I'm always on edge, always on guard.
Is that not the way that most people live their lives?
I don't know. I only know my life.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, I also tend to be kind of on edge. This is weird, because like, I don't know, this tastes really good, and like, I feel more relaxed, but I'm also more stressed, because like, I don't think I've ever been this relaxed before, and like, what does that mean?
What terrorizes you? What keeps you on guard?
I mean, I just kind of live alone on the side of a road. Like, there's a lot of stuff. Like, I mean, there's people, and there's creatures, and then there's other people, and then there's more creatures, and like, I
don't... Lots of creatures, lots of people.
Yeah, exactly.
Why does it scare you?
I mean, not like a lot. It's just like, you know, you don't want to get jumped by a giant spider when you're trying to nap.
Have you been jumped by a giant spider?
We don't need to talk about that.
We don't talk about Bruno.
I understand. Well, now you have us, so you will not be alone.
That's true. And I have what you please.
And what you please.
I imagine I've been sending like drunk texts to what you please mentally this entire time.
Probably. You've gotten periodic little messages back like, you're doing great, champ. All the fun stuff.
This is weird. Does anyone else's hand feel like?
Get a message from what you please. It's just you.
No, that's just
you. I mean, I was asking Lucy, but thanks, what you please. That's
you're
good
welcome.
To know. Does your hoof ever feel like? Woo.
Not normally.
But does sometimes.
Occasionally.
Emily's like having this conversation out loud at the bar. Sometimes like interesting. Sometimes. You let me know what happens next, okay?
Yep.
Is it happening right now?
Nope.
Would I go like, woo, do you feel that?
Just you.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm fully acknowledging that that I have turned the interview onto Amelie and that now she's going crazy by talking what you please in her out loud. And then I'm like, all right, nice talking to you. And I'm going to go
I'm sorry, Lucy. I didn't mean to. I what you please was talking about.
I'm going
to
grab more wine. So I slowly just like back away and go up to the bartender. Yeah, and then get my refill over there. I'll talk to the bartender.
That is going to be one gold.
Oh, okay. I will talk to the bartender about, like...
Mr. Moneybag.
What the bartender... Is, Liu?
Oh, yeah.
Liu? Is Liu still around? Liu? Or away?
He's kind of wandered off by this point. Like, not after you guys finished talking... but as like Boar went and did his thing and like Amelie's starting to talk, like a couple minutes ago, he like kind of got up and started like casually meandering.
Okay. I'm going to, talk to the bartender a little bit about like, hey, so we were just talking to, talking to Liu over there, the friendly dragonborn, and we're thinking about heading out to the east. I don't know much about Liu, but the elders gave a good word about him. What do you know? Has he been around much?
I don't know if it's really my place to talk too much about his past. Probably shouldn't gossip too much behind his back. He's a good dude. I'm gonna have you make persuasion.
Yes. Come on, buddy. I mean, we're about to go traveling with him. I don't know if it's gonna be a good idea if, you know, there's a lot of history there, and I roll a nine.
Okay. I mean, that's a fair point. I'm going to give you advantage because that's actually a really good reason.
Nice.
He did hear you guys talking about traveling together, so.
Mm-hmm. I went from a 9 to a 10.
That's actually perfect because that's exactly what you needed to pass that test. So, all right.
Yeah, he seems cool, but, you know, I don't know anything about him, yeah. And I would hate to put my party and my friends in danger if, you know.
All right. Yeah, I understand. So, he's a good dude. Really nice guy. Really, really troubled past, though. He came here. He used to be an adventurer, traveler. He used to go do, like, jobs and whatnot, like, clearing out monsters, all that kind of shenanigans. But from what I know, his last job went really, really badly. Like, I'm pretty sure the rest of the party he was traveling with didn't end up making it. And I guess he, like, barely made it out himself. And ever since then, he's pretty much, like, given up adventuring and whatnot. He essentially took, like, a vow to, like, not wield a weapon again. I don't really know super in-depth details of all that stuff, but he's basically just kind of become a pacifist ever since.
That was before he got to
Peter before Grove. He came here, yeah.
Wow. It sounds tough. And I'm glad you think he's a good person, though.
Super good guy. I mean, real heroic past kind of type thing. But yeah, he's got some stuff he's working on.
Okay, that's good to know. It'll help with knowing how to navigate the partnership we're gonna have.
Yeah.
Taking him out to the east. So appreciate that, and I'm gonna tip an extra silver.
Thank you much.
Cool. Yeah, I'm going to... Is Boar still around? Is Tael still around? I'm just going to go, like, hang out, I guess, until...
Boar's still at the table at this point. Yeah. Kel...
Bing chilling.
Yep. And Amelie... What are you doing? Other than talking to yourself?
Bing dancing?
I don't think Amelie's going to go dancing again, because she's kind of mad that she found herself dancing alone when you guys were supposed to come with her. This will definitely come up later.
Like one of those Telltale games. Amelie will remember this.
Yep.
Yeah. I've been slighted for the last time.
Mm-hmm.
How late is this in the day?
At this point, I'm going to say it's like pushing 11 p.m.
Oh.
Like, you guys have been here for a couple hours. Like, shooting shit, talking. We're getting to the back end of that hour and a half that, like, Boar was having his, like, date, mm-hmm. essentially.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty late in the evening now.
At least he sees it as a date. I don't know if she does.
Yeah. Because, yeah, that he, like, kind of sat down around, like, 9:30-ish.
Yeah.
Has Emily clocked Urartha's friends watching their date?
Yeah, we can say that you have at this point.
Can I go over and talk to them?
Sure. It's been a while. They aren't really watching as closely anymore. Like, occasionally someone will, like, kind of, like, peek over and see how things are going. But they've kind of taken to, like, doing their own thing. They've had drinks. They've definitely, like, had a fair share of drinks and are, like, hanging out casually, just, like, socializing, having fun, laughs, all that good stuff.
What are they wearing?
They are wearing, like...
That's a good question.
Green, like, mid-thigh dresses.
Are they all, like, the same dress? Are they, like, matching? Or just, like, they all happen to have green
dresses? Not matching, but, like...
But, like, on theme?
On theme.
Okay.
Druid hot girl dresses.
Hey. Emily's gonna, like, walk by with her little, like, half-drunk thing of mead that she has, and she's like, you guys look so nice. Do, like, the white girl compliment thing. You guys look so, like, I just need you guys to know, like, you guys look great. I love the theme you got going on, and I just wanted to come over and say you guys look amazing and have a great night and have a great existence. She's gonna go back over and see where she's
one of them is gonna, like, respond like, oh, thank you so much, like, I really appreciate that, that's so
yeah,
sweet.
Of course.
Okay. And you just leave?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, bye.
Great.
I think I want to go walk up to Liu and say that it's getting kind of late. When were you thinking about heading, starting heading back home?
If you guys could give me like 3 days at least, just like get my stuff squared away, packed up, I should be able to bounce by then.
Cool.
I just got to get some affairs in order, make sure I close out my tabs. You know how it is.
Yeah, that sounds great. We'll be around doing some odd jobs here and there and letting Boar have his time around town. And
Lou's going to kind of like look over with you at the table.
Yeah.
Good for him. I mean,
It'll be a time.
I'll probably go turn in, but we'll catch you around.
All right. Well, I'll be around. You guys know where to find me. Not that big of a place.
Yeah, sounds great. So I'm going to go find Kel and Emily and let them know I'm going to dip out.
Kel's going to close out and dip out with Lucy.
Okay. I want to get a mead for the road.
Okay.
And
road mead.
Actually two, but I would like one in a bowl.
A bowl?
A bowl.
Okay. Hit. Are you bringing this bowl back, or he asks you?
Like, can I bring it back in the morning? I have a friend, but they can't really drink. They don't really have lips.
He's immediately like, what? You know what? Sure. All right, okay. I'll take your word for it. You guys have been great tonight. Just bring it back in the morning.
Absolutely. And I will tip him 2 gold.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for everything. Like I said, you've been, like, absolutely amazing through all of this, and you have the best existence. You can't, she's gonna, like, I don't know if she can reach him over the bar, but she's gonna, like, try to put her hand on his shoulder,
okay,
and be like, you never let anyone dull your sparkle, okay?
Okay.
You have a special light in your soul. She's gonna, like, poke him right in the heart. You have a special light in there, and you don't let anyone take it out, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I'll probably see you tomorrow.
Okay, bye! She's gonna grab her little cup of mead and her bowl of mead, and she's gonna walk out.
Okay. All right. Turns away, goes back to, like, starting to clean up. It's getting later. People are starting to, like, kind of fizzle out. There's still, like, some groups of, like, kind of party harder folks hanging out that need service. But he's, like, kind of touching up the countertop and whatnot as everyone's closed out. Boar, everyone's bouncing. Your date is kind of coming to an end.
Sure.
Urartha's kind of just going to be sitting there. Mm-hmm. Assuming you told a super funny joke. A little bit of a laugh out loud, quite a raucous little guy. how much have you been drinking so far? I will say she has been very consistently ordering drinks.
Yeah.
She's definitely on the jovial, like, side. A little more toasty.
Mm-hmm. Boar's been maintaining.
Maintaining?
He's been maintaining.
Okay. He's reasonable.
He's pretty smitten. He doesn't want to fuck this up by getting...
Too blasted.
Absolutely blasted.
Very fair, very
so
fair.
So he's just, yeah, enough to be drinking with her, but...
Keeping pace.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So she's just kind of letting out like a bit of a like loud laugh.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to kind of like look over at her friends that are hanging out. And she's just going to kind of like wave at them,
mm-hmm.
And look back and be like, hey, do you want to get out of here?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And she's going to like flag down the waiter,
mm-hmm.
close out. She's sure. like, okay, like let's bounce.
Lead the way.
Okay. Make me one more charisma check.
Okay. You got it.
We'll give you advantage as well.
Okay.
Your date's been going very well.
The doorstep kiss.
The doorstep kiss.
Let's see. Oh, no, I got to pull my whole shit back up. Excuse me. All right. Charisma.
Give her the beans.
I got a minus one in charisma. So
we'll hell yeah.
With advantage?
Mm-hmm.
14.
Okay. Not bad. So as you guys are headed back towards her place, you guys hit the doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
She leans in to mm-hmm. give you the doorstep kiss.
Ooh, yeah. I'll stand up on my tippy toes to reach. No, I'm just kidding. Because she is like 5 inches tall.
She is quite tall, yeah. No, but... So she's reaching down to like give you the kiss.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Lean in.
Cool. With that, we'll say you are welcomed inside.
All right.
You guys have a wonderful evening.
We sure will.
Uh-huh. Everyone else, you guys get back to your quarters safe and sound. Amelie, what are you doing with your bowl?
I'm sitting outside, like leaning against what you please, bowl of meat on the ground in front of him. And we're just hanging out.
Staring expectantly.
No, like I put it in front of him, and then like I have my cup, and I just kind of like lean against. I'm assuming he's like laying down, so I'm just kind of like leaning against mm-hmm. his side, just like chatting.
Okay, what you please sits up on like kind of their ass.
Oh, I fall off.
And and with two hooves, grabs the bowl and brings it up to drink.
Kel's eyes just freaking bug out of his
are
head.
Are you there?
Yeah, I mean, I would assume we all walk back together.
Okay. Are you like outside with
yeah,
her?
We
hanging
are
out
outside.
On the porch enjoying the little
just
nightcap.
Chilling, enjoying the night. Okay,
I'm like sitting. I imagine there's like a tree and like we're under the tree and like I'm fully focused on what you please. And just like, yeah.
Okay.
And then I told them they were really pretty because they were really pretty. And they didn't dance with me, and they said they were gonna dance with me, and like.
So yeah, what you please like kind of sits up, and you just kind of slide down the butt onto the ground, and then just like picks it up to like bottoms up the bowl. Cal, you see this? It's like what the fuck? And then as it is slammed, you are continuing to have this like telepathic conversation.
Oh no, I'm talking out loud.
Yeah, but what you please is speaking to you
yes.
internally. And after the bowl is finished, it's set back down and what you please just like lays back down on the ground.
I scoot back up to the shoulder. I'm like leaning, I'm not like on what you please, but I'm like sitting on the ground leaning against him.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, and like, I don't know what to do because, like, I thought we were friends, and then they didn't dance with me, and, like...
Kel, like, sidles up, uncorks a bottle of wine, and puts it in between what you please's front hooves and takes two steps back.
What you please, like, looks right at you, just, like...
Kind of, like leans in.
You get a little, like... like, a little nod. Like, a little... And what you please is going to, like, telepath to you. Like, do you mind hopping off real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And like sits back up again and just like posts up with the bottle in mitts with the hooves and just like occasionally like puts it back and just like is holding it. It's not like housing it or anything, but just like not drinking out of the bottle, but bringing the bottle up to pour into its mouth.
It's just obscene.
Amelie,
can you draw this?
Yeah, I will do my best. I gotta start taking notes for that. Yeah, I'll. Yeah,
it's hilarious.
Okay.
So,
are you reacting to that at all, or
no?
You
this
just
is absolutely
deep
normal
in
horse
thought.
Behavior.
Yep, absolutely normal horse behavior. Perfect.
Of course.
Okay.
Does he have any advice on how to handle the fact that my friends might not be my friends?
Yeah, you know, It's not that they're not your friends. It's that,
some,
maybe, but probably not. I think the issue here is that you are way more outgoing, you know, like you are ready to just take on the world and try all these new things. But I think your friends are a little more shy, a little more nervous, you know.
But they said they would.
Yeah.
That means they lied.
One of them did. As like what you please is like looking at you just like. Like, yeah. Grinning, holding the bottle.
Yeah, like...
like a little sheepish, like, of, like, horse teeth.
Yeah, but, like, you're from the Feywilds. You know that that's a really bad problem. Like, you can't be doing that to people.
Well, there in here is not the same.
I guess, but, like, I don't know, man. I thought we were...
Well, have you tried talking to them about it?
Well, no, because he's on a date. I don't want to burst into his date and be like, you lied to me.
Well, that's probably, yeah, not something you should do.
I got mad, but I'm not that mad.
Why don't you just talk about it tomorrow?
Okay.
Just wait.
You give good advice.
I don't think it's
like
that big of a deal. You're going to be okay. I'm sure they'll apologize.
Probably, but like, what if we're not?
Just remember that if it happens again.
What if they're just trying to steal my name?
I'm not too worried about these ones.
Kel is like started to lose interest in the conversation after the horse stopped drinking from the bottle and like turned around and at the mention of like, what if they're trying to steal my name, just like stops and like looks over his shoulder.
I'm not super worried about that here, and I don't really think that's
gonna. I imagine what you please is like making direct eye contact with Kel, and like Amelie's like facing the other way and doesn't see this. He's just like
Kel does like
I think it'll be fine.
Okay.
But
okay.
If it happens again, we do some stuff.
Oh,
like
that's,
maybe
yes.
We take some teeth. We, you know.
Oh no.
Teeth is extreme. I was thinking like hair, but yeah, we can start with teeth. That's fine.
Okay. A little bit of a light knee injury. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you do have those hooves.
Something they're gonna remember time someone asks them to dance. You
that's
know,
a good point.
I feel like Boar's gonna get Tanya Harding.
Okay, yeah,
you're
for
a good
now,
friend, will you please?
We wait till the morning. Take it easy, but next time.
Okay, thank
I mean,
you.
We remember, yeah. Okay,
we do.
All right.
Thank you. I needed that.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna like curl against what you please aside and fall asleep.
Okay, Kel, she is curling up, going to bed. Are you headed inside? Are you hanging out outside?
Did you put a blanket on what you please? Or do you have a blanket on yourself?
I don't think so. I don't. What you please has never asked for a horse blanket. What you please seems pretty. Because I asked about a saddle and he said no. And I think I offered a horse blanket and he was like, no.
I will say he never said no. He asked whether you could ride bareback.
Okay. So no, I do not have a horse blanket for him because when one was available we did not take it.
We burned it.
Okay.
Kel will like go inside, grab a couple of blankets, like kind of toss one at Amelie and then like lay one over the top of what you please and then grab the bottle.
Okay. You hear the horse say thank you.
And then go inside to check on Lucy.
Perfect. All right.
He's gonna be like a dad during prom, like sitting on the porch sipping a beer when Boar gets home.
Does Boar stay the full night?
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Is
yeah.
this a before or dawn walk of shame, or is this an after breakfast and coffee strut?
We'll say you make a constitution check and see how the night went.
Ah.
Constitution. Yeah.
All right.
I love it.
Heroic intervention. Because I rolled a 4. So we run that back.
Baby, come back.
It's another 4.
Oh, no!
Oh, man.
No. Oh.
So after a night of some pretty heavy drinking yeah. and long travels of
no,
ladyless
no.
nights,
oh, no.
We'll say it isn't great as far as Boar's endurance and stamina.
Oh, no.
At least you get it up.
Yeah.
But
we'll try.
We're going to also have you make a dexterity check.
I thought it was just going to be like Fade to Black, man. This is pretty good.
I mean, it's all within the faded black. But we're going to see how things panned out.
You're just hearing shit.
That's a 12.
That's a 12? All right.
Is this a trap?
But it doesn't go...
Because you have danger sense.
It doesn't go horribly, because, you know, Bourne, he's a little bit of a giver, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know.
100%.
The night goes okay. You get to stick around for breakfast and coffee. You got a great smitten. Personality.
Yeah, he is very smitten. So
He's got a great personality. Things don't go unfinished. Yeah. The morning comes.
Good Lord Almighty.
As do some other folks. By the way, shout out Load Boost. Boost your loads.
Boost.
Yep. It's actually perfect timing, because with that, we are wrapping up this episode.
Yeah.
Poo.
The sun is rising. The tank is clean.
And we are not getting out of here today.
Yeah. Sponsors, as I mentioned, VB Health and Load Boost. Great product if you're trying to, boost your loads.
I just asked, does Kel sit on the porch all night?
I mean, he passes out in the rocking chair, probably.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay.
So technically, yes.
Technically, yes.
So, yes.
Also, shout out to FanRoll. Check out the link down in the description for either of our sponsors. If you want to get yourself some supplements, improve your health, check out VB Health, or check out FanRoll if you want to get some click-clacks, some other tabletop shenanigans for your games. Get your dice towers, your dice trays, all that fun stuff. Also, shout out to all of our patrons. Love you guys. Thank you so much. I hope you guys are having a good time with the new campaign. Feel free to reach out with any feedback. Drop a comment down below. Let us know what you thought. Pick up with some fun morning after shenanigans with the squad.
Just love that Boar's going to walk home and Amelie is going to be asleep next to a horse. Kel is passed out in a rocking chair and Lucy is just probably full starfish on the king size bed.
Not unlikely.
In fact, rather quickly.
Very likely. But all right, that is it for this episode. We'll catch you guys next time.
Bye.
Peace. Bye.